Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
I'm Don McGuire, and you're listening to The Fighter's Voice. Today is kind of a show that really is just to inform the public, people in social media, and fans of Andrea KGB Lee and people of the sport of what truly transpired and why she's no longer on UFC 216. One thing that I've always found is the best way to present a show is with fact and right out of the fighter's mouth. So with that being said, Andrea, welcome to the program.
Hey, Don. I'm glad to be here.
I'm honored to have you here, my friend. This is, I can't tell you how many shows we've done like this, but, you know, without rehashing too much of the past has kind of come back to, you know, haunt you just a little bit here. You know, The only question I'm going to ask before I let you explain is, you know, now this is twice within 6 months that I've seen something like this occur within the UFC. And one being with Megan Anderson and her visa issues, and now you with something that happened over a year ago. How would you say that this situation could be fixed in the thoughts of Andrea KGB Lee?
Well, I mean, plain and simple, you know, how it could be fixed is, you know, I served my suspension for the use of the diuretic back in 2016. And I think that should be enough. I don't understand why, you know, all this other stuff is coming up after the fact, you know, a year and a half later. So,
you know, what I was getting at, I'm not going to push on that issue. What I was getting at, the first initial question, and we'll get into the topic of the show, was, you know, I as a journalist and part of the inner workings of the sport, I think someone, you know, is quick to offer fights without totally doing their homework. If they look at certain situations, you know, they hold certain individuals to certain criteria, you know, like you and Megan Anderson. And I think because, you know, the women's division in the UFC hasn't been around tremendously long, I think. But if you look at it as a whole, it's an issue that I think, you know, there's some bipartisanship, if you ask me, because, you know, why is it that they're offering the fight like they did to Megan Anderson, and then 2 weeks or a week before the actual fight, she had to pull out because she didn't have her visa. And now here the same, you know, that you got offered the fight, and I'm not knocking the UFC because I think they're a tremendous promotion, but they offer you the fight, and then here we get ready for the fight, and then you had to get pulled. Why don't you explain to your fans and listeners of the sport, you know, and the fans of the sport and my listeners, what actually transpired with you being pulled from this fight?
Okay. Well, first of all, no, it's not the UFC's fault because they were just as shocked as the rest of us. You know, I took a short notice fight after my fight on Friday. I fought Friday, this past Friday, and then I got the offer to fight on UFC 216. You know, and I was even going to be on the main card fighting for the paper on the pay-per-view side. And I mean, that was an incredible opportunity. I was so excited. You know, it took me a day to think about it. And, you know, once I decided, you know, I was going to take it and I was going to fight, I mean, I was so excited, you know. Then, come Wednesday, I find out, you know, that USADA's not going to let me fight because of the suspension that I got from taking a diuretic back in 2016. You know, and I'm really sorry about that. And I just, you know, I was so dumb for taking it. I didn't even realize, you know, that it was on the banned substance list. I didn't know it was that big of a deal because, you know, when you think drug test, you think of a drug test, like for drugs. And a fluid pill wasn't something that I thought was a big deal. But anyways, pushing forward, I got suspended, and I served my 9 months, and I was not, no way, like, there was no way that I was expecting that this was going to come back and, like, haunt me again, like, right after I get the biggest offer, you know, the biggest opportunity of my life, you know, at this point in time in my life. And it's just sad, it's just disheartening. So, you know, USADA wants me to do a, what is it? They want me to serve in the USADA testing pool for 6 months, so before I can fight in the UFC octagon, so I have to, like, do a series of random tests for the next 6 months before I can fight. So it's not going to be until March or April that I can even fight. You'll see me fighting for UFC, but I am still signed. I'm still signing with the UFC, so that's a plus. I'm just not going to be fighting in the next 6 months.
Yeah, that's the tremendous outcome of it. You're still going to be where you need to be. You know, the one thing that, Andre, that kind of perplexes me, because, you know, you allowed me and my show to do the first initial show on the antidiuretic back then, because it was circumvented from a Invicta show out there in California, which you were at, or in Nevada, wherever it was, that you were under the Nevada State, you know, Commission's guidelines then. So what they're basically saying is, even though the Nevada State Commission has gave you the 9 months, you have served that, you've came up clean in every test possible, you know, since then, that even though you're still under the Nevada State guidelines, that you're not in the specific commission, so therefore even the Nevada State Regulatory Committee doesn't even take precedence in this fact.
Are you saying, does the Nevada State Commission take precedence in this?
Well, what I'm saying is, so basically all the testing that they've done on you to this point, you know, any commission, including the Nevada State Commission, it doesn't matter. You still have to go under the specific guideline of where they want you to be tested now before you can fight, correct?
Right, yes, correct.
Yes. You know, it's kind of disheartening because I've watched your career, Andrea, you know, since way back. You know, you and Donnie have truly tremendously created a champion. And here you get this opportunity. You know, I know it's not going to be too terribly long before you're in the UFC, but, you know, your hopes were up. The fans were all elated. How much of a disappointment is it for you to have to sit back and wait 6 months before you can partake?
Well, you know, I was already expecting that it wasn't going to be until next year that I was going to be able to fight or get signed to the UFC. So when, you know, I get the call, I mean, I don't get super, super excited, but I mean, I was like thrilled. I was so excited. I wasn't like jumping up and down and going crazy and running circles around the house or anything like that. I mean, I was trying to stay as calm as possible because I didn't want my adrenaline to, like, you know, go up and down, because I didn't want to, like, tire myself out, you know, this whole entire week before my fight and get myself nervous. But, I mean, I was extremely happy and really excited because, you know, for one, I was going to get to fight, like I said, on the main card of a pay-per-view event. And, I mean, that's such a rare opportunity for any debut fighter. You know, most fighters fight on UFC Fight Pass coming up, but, you know, I was going to go straight to the main card, which was something I was super excited about. I mean, now I'm probably going to be at the bottom of the card whenever I start back in March or April. So, I mean, yeah, I'm a little upset, but I mean, you know, I feel like I've finally made it, you know. I mean, the door to the UFC is open for me now, and, you know, I'm still thrilled and still very excited, but it is a letdown, you know, when you get, you know, when that kind of news has been leaked and, you know, everybody's sending me messages and congratulating me and all excited about watching me fight, or some people have, you know, bought tickets right away and even bought plane tickets to come and see me fight. So, and then to tell them, like, hours later, you know, that I'm not fighting, it's kind of sad. It's disappointing, you know.
Ariel Helwani's pretty good at that, bro. You know, I got to admit, he's probably one of the quickest to the draw on getting information. I don't know how he does it, but it sometimes.
Well, he knows
tremendous.
All the right people.
Yeah. Well, so do I, but I just don't go bugging everybody. I'm not going to bug everybody, you know. But one
thing
I do.
I'm sure somebody called him, but.
Yeah. One thing I want to say about you though is, you know, you still got this opportunity. You know, one thing I really admire about, you know, the Karate Mafia is, you know, what you and Donnie have created. You set a goal for yourself. You set it, you know, the bar high for where you wanted to be in life, and you're maintaining that, and you finally have gotten there. You know, so on that, I want to say congratulations. You know, you're still going to be fighting in the UFC. Yeah, it's not going to be a pay-per-view card like you initially said, but you'll still mm-hmm. be there. You know, I know that a majority of your fans were disappointed, and there was a lot of public outcry when, you know, they started the Tough House and there was no Andrea KGB Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you feel like you were overlooked then, or was there already something, if you're able to say it, was there already something in the works for you to be signed to the UFC back then?
No, it wasn't anything in the works. I mean, I just knew it was going to happen eventually. You know, I knew that after the show they were going to be bringing all the flyweights in, so I didn't want to go on the show. I chose not to. I mean, I had the opportunity to. I was asked to come try out, you know, and that, you know, I would have a spot on the show, but I thought about it, and, you know, me and Donnie, and we just decided that that wasn't the best route for me. You know, that sitting back and waiting and getting the call, you know, instead of having to go to the house and be away from family and not fight for those weeks, you know, and not get paid for, you know, I mean, like, I wanted to stay active and get and rack up more fights and put fights towards my record instead of having fights that weren't even going to be a part of my record. You know, they're just, I mean, I don't know. I would rather sit at home and watch everybody and do my homework here, you know, on all the future flyweights that are going to be in the UFC.
Sit back, hone your skills, and become the better warrior, as you always have done. You know, what does Andrea KGB Lee do in the meantime? Do you continue to fight in Legacy? Do you continue to fight in Invicta until the time comes for you to fight in the UFC?
That's something that we're still trying to figure out. I don't know if I can, if I'm able to fight, you know, for either one of those promotions and still be in the USADA testing pool program that I'm going to have to be in for the next 6 months. So I've got to figure all this out. I would like to fight again, you know, in the meantime, but like I said, that's just something that we're not sure. I might not, if I'm not able to, if I have to be, you know, if I have to not be able to fight for the next 6 months in order to get the 6 month program going so I can fight in the UFC, then, you know, I'm not going to fight. But if I can do both, then I will. So we'll just see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how everything plays out. You know, I asked you to, you know, when we spoke, I asked you to come on the show just to explain. Because, you know, I honestly believe that you can go on social media and you can read all this garbage and you can believe all that you want to. But I believe there's truth and transparency, and that's why, you know, I wanted you to come on the show, and that's why you're here. Donnie was supposed to join us, but, you know, obviously Donnie got caught up doing something, and I'm not going to question Donnie because that's my G. But, you know, we got you on here, and, you know, the future is bright for you, Andrea. You know, I look back at the young Andrea KGB Lee that I met back in Houston way back on that early Invicta card, and I've watched your career, you know, just tremendously spiral upward. What is it that you see physically have changed in your heart and in your mind? Would you say it's that you're maturing more that has made you the more tremendous warrior, or is it just something that was always in you that has just completely come to full focus?
I think a little bit of both, you know, maturing as a fighter and something that's just always been in me. But also, you know, I'm loyal to my camp and my coach, you know, Donnie, and I think that has a lot to do with it too. You know, instead of bouncing around from one place to the next, I've been with the same person since the beginning, and I think that that really helps a lot, you know, because I'm with somebody who knows me through and through, and, you know, he knows how to push me the way that I need to be pushed, and I feel like that's really helped me, you know, in every fight, in every fight camp.
Yeah, you might, I mean, pretty much it's yin and yang. I mean, you two together are a complete package, and that's what it took. And then you look at the basis of Karate Mafia. I've had everybody from Andy Nguyen on to Chelsea Little to Kendrick. And, you know, the mentality of the Karate Mafia is tremendous. You know, to be able to have that type of support and support system, it's got to be a very valuable asset for someone like you that is getting ready to stop it, you know, step up into the top promotion in the world. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said, oh, not another one of these shows, Andrea. No, I'm joking with you. I
know.
Said, you know, having people like Andy and Chelsea and Kendricks and everybody else at the Karate Mafia, would you say that that's, you know, with Donnie, would you say that that's helped you, you know, have that extra effort that you needed in your heart and your ability to step up into the world, this next promotion in the world?
Oh, yes, of course, for sure. You know, having each and every single one of them, you know, behind me has helped me get to this point, and it's going to help me through and through in the next stage of my career when I do go to the UFC. So
why is it when I have you on here, we have blonde moments? I mean, I love having you on here, but I have blonde moments when you're on here, and so do you. So we're kind of even in that aspect. I think it's because we know each other in life, but, you know,
I have them a lot.
Like you know, I wish Donnie would have joined us today. You know, I know he was looking forward to it as I spoke with him earlier, but, you know, things do come up, and I'm glad we still got you on here. You know, basically, you know, you kind of stated the fact to my listeners and to your fans, you know, what is going on. You know, I wanted you on here for the pure basis just so you could set the record straight. I know you did a post. I seen it a little bit earlier, you know, you have a tremendous fan base. You have a loyal fan base. You know, it's a great asset to have as a champion in LFA and now moving into the UFC. When you look at everything that's happened, you know, my friend, don't let anything get you down, because moving forward is what you're doing. You are going to be the next world champion in my eyes and that of many. You know, if anything that you've learned from this experience, what would you say that is moving forward?
Anything that I learned from this experience, I guess. I don't know. I guess don't get your hopes up until you're on the plane.
I can't say I wouldn't be like you. I mean, it's like somebody putting a big T-bone steak in front of you and then going, man, that looks good. Well, here you go. A psych. You know, it would be kind of a disappointment. So for you to say that you weren't disappointed would be an untruth, and we know that's not true. I understand what you're saying. You know, it's hard for family when they buy tickets and they get ready to come out here and it gets yanked away just as fast as it was given to you. You know, Andre, I told you I wasn't going to keep you on too much time today. I just wanted you to come on here and explain to your fans, you know, out of your mouth, what the truth behind the situation with UFC 216 was. So if you had to make a statement before I let you go and get back to taking care of your daughter and your family, what would that statement be, Andrea?
Just for everybody that was so excited for me to, you know, to watch me fight on UFC 216, I'm sorry. I feel like I've let all of you down. I apologize, but you will be seeing me very, very soon in 2018. And I promise I will not let you down there. It's going to be an impressive fight.
Every one of your fights is impressive, especially your last win in LFA. You know, before I let you go, why don't you take us back real quick to your last win in LFA. It was a tremendous victory for you. it was probably one of your best fights to date. What did Andrea KGB Lee learn about herself walking away from that fight? You were gangster. I'm just going to be honest. You were gangster in that fight.
Well, I mean, it was a pretty exciting fight, and Jamie Thornton really was able to turn it up and move forward. She impressed me. She did better than everybody. Was trying to give her credit for. It wasn't until I started going to the body that I really started like taking her energy away from her, like that was when it really started to affect her and I really started slowing her down. Cause up until then she was moving well, around the cage and, she was in and out and moving left and right, trying to, evade everything. But then once I started going to the body, I was really able to slow her down. And I guess for me, just reminding myself that, the body is where it's at. I mean, it's something that I've always known, but I mean, it's always nice to be reminded. And I think that in that fight, it just kind of reminded me, you can't neglect the body in a fight. So I don't know.
One thing that I was impressed with, Andrea, was your ground game. You kind of let it out a little bit. Most of your fights have truly been standing up. I mean, you knock people out, but to watch your jits game, you kind of let a little bit of your arsenal out there. I mean, I know you'd like to keep a lot of what you're capable of doing secret, and that's smart as a fighter. But in this fight, you have a tremendous ground game. It's obvious to me as a fan and as a friend of yours that you've been working very, very hard on that ground game. Would you say that in this fight that you demonstrated some of the new hidden weapons that Andrea KGB Lee has?
Well, I don't know if I wasn't on the ground very long with my opponent. I got a sick Kimura, and I think that shows, in all the pictures and the clip. But in this fight, I wanted to stand and bang with her mostly. I wanted to get that finish, that knockout. But I guess it does show. I have other submissions besides just arm bars.
Yeah, even going back to Invicta, your last Invicta, you look at. Yeah. I mean, you came out in devastating style with your striking. I think there's so many facets of you, Andrea. I think the sport is going to be in great admiration when you step up to the UFC and you have that day you've been deserving of for so, so long, my friend. Like I said, I'm not going to keep you very long. I just wanted to have you on here so you can explain to my listeners and your fans what truly transpired, because as I said, social media gets construed. I've seen all the hate messages. I've seen all the mean memes and things like that, but I also seen tremendous amounts of support for you. So in my eyes, it kind of upsets me a little bit. And like I said, I would rather have a fighter come on and say it in their words, and then that way there's vindication that way. And no one.
There was memes?
There was a couple of them out there, yeah.
Really? I haven't seen these memes.
The thing of it is I look at it this way. And actually, the one or two that I did see, some of your fans, went back and fought back for you. They put the person posting this, and then they put a guy on a couch, laying in a bunch of trash, and I guess they said basically it was him that was doing it. They were clowning on whoever put the post up. But the fact of the matter is, Andrea, you've been a tremendous warrior in this sport. This day has been deserving to you for a long time coming. I wish you the best of luck, when you do get the opportunity to fight in the UFC. Hopefully you'll be able to continue to fight in Legacy and Invicta until then. But if you don't, I know you're going to come out a master of your craft and you're going to shock the world once you do step on that worldwide stage.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I just want to thank you, for coming on. setting the record straight, clarifying to your fans what truly happened.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to come on your show and do that. I really do appreciate it, you know, just to be able to talk and explain my side of everything. I mean, I hope I explained it well. I don't know. I mean, hope I didn't sound too...
No, you're fine. Me and you, when we do a show, we need Donnie on the show with us because without Donnie, we're both lost. You know, it's just funny. We're both that way. You know, because I think sometimes I ask questions that are way out there, but Donnie's a G, so he always picks up on them and fixes them.
Yeah,
but,
he does.
You know,
he's good like that.
I miss him. Anyway, you tell Donnie the best of luck. Andre, I'm going to hand the microphone over to you. Any friends or family, any sponsors, any social media sites, or just anything else you'd like to add to the program, my friend, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Well, obviously Donnie, I'd like to thank Donnie, who's my husband and my coach. I'd like to thank all my training partners, you know, Andy Nguyen, Kendrick Williams, Zach Albright, and everybody at Karate Mafia. I want to thank my sponsors, Nutribio, McBride Mats, Iowa Bison, Clement Industries, DFW Construction, and I feel like I'm Vintage Furniture, and I might be all for right now. I mean, I'm sure I have a lot more who's probably leaving out. But anyways, thank you all. Thanks for supporting me, and I'm sorry to everybody who already bought tickets to my fight for the UFC 216 event and also bought plane tickets that were non-refundable. I do apologize. But thank you for trying to come out and support.
Now, Andre, before I let you go, where could my listeners and your fans that don't already follow you, where can they follow you on social media?
I have everything is under Andrea KJB Lee. I have Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook page, so you can find me all underneath Andrea KGB Lee.
Yes, and also go out and give the Karate Mafia page a like. It's a tremendous page. There's tremendous athletes on it, you know, along with Andrea. They got great pictures and videos and things up on there. Andrea, once again, my friend, it was truly an honor to have you back on the show. Thank you for sharing what happened with my listeners and your fans. It's truly been a privilege.
No, thank you, Don.
All right. Well, you have a tremendous night, my buddy, and we'll holler at you again. You better hit me up right before your next fight so we can get you back on.
I will. I promise.
All right. I appreciate it. God bless.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Andrea KGB Lee. She was supposed to have Donnie Aaron on here. You know, my boy's a little upset. I will be honest. I talked to him when this first initially happened. You know, they were hectic, I can't even talk today. That's what happens when I get on the show with Andrea. They were having a hectic day trying to get all the medicals in, only to come find out at the end of the day that she wasn't going to be able to fight. You know, and this is the part that I get lost in. If she's being tested by the Nevada State Commission, and that is part of the UFC guidelines to be tested by them, then where does the secondary testing come in? I mean, you look at like situations with John Jones and other people, you know, why wasn't she given, you know, this warning in advance? Of course, people will say, well, she wasn't signed with the UFC, but, you know, they say everything is out there. And I love Shannon Knapp because she always says, when in doubt, Google it out. And, you know, I think it's a lesson we can all learn here that now the guidelines have changed. Unfortunately, Andrea KGB Lee was affected by it. It took away a night of dreams for her. It was truly going to be one of the best nights of her career, but she will have that as she is still signed with the UFC. You heard her state that. It was just an honor to have my buddy back on and have her explain in the entirety from her mouth. So, you know, social media wouldn't play a part. You know, today wasn't the best show because I was expecting Donnie to be on. He's a little bit more intricate. I can take things a little bit more deep with him because Andrea, she does have her blonde moments, but I do love her, and I have them too. So on that note, I want to thank Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, the 86ers, United Way Merced, and Affliction. Without you, I wouldn't exist. On that note, you have a good day, and God bless.